tell me about what I'm seeing here, please, Daniel?
This is some of my abstract work. I work on a lot of different surfaces. The one behind you is on a mirror that's framed. It's oil, latex, and acrylic-based paints. They don't mix well together. They have different shine qualities to them. And then the reflective quality of the mirror pops through in certain areas. Kind of just a reflection of life, really. The highs, the lows, looking back at yourself and where you've been and the dark areas, the light areas, what's to come. I mean, it's really an adventure for me, painting. You don't always know what the paints are going to do, and it's fun work. Relieves a lot of stress for me and just helps me get through.
What's been your favorite thing that the paints have done that maybe you didn't expect as an artist?
The one I have at home, I have one similar to this mirror. It's a lot larger scale, and it actually bubbled. On the oil paints where they mixed, there's, I don't know, just like these tiny, tiny, like quarter inch bubbles, and they raised up and elevated, and it looks like barnacles on a whale, really, but it's like just this dark, eerie, creepy feeling, and it's just, I don't know, it's odd, but it still works. And with the painting, it's abstract, it's all over the place. I mean, you can really look into it and just see what you want and see where you're going, and just a reflection of nothing's set in stone on what's going on. So
I look at this and I see a storm at sea and some wild waves, but you mentioned the bright parts, which I wouldn't have seen initially.
It's really just like the bright red can be like a dark, but it's really about just what's unknown. And then all the reflection is in the mirror is the bright part, really, because it'll pick up any other color. So
how did you first get interested in your art?
I took a painting class in 2002, right after I got out of the Marine Corps, and I just fell in love. I'd been drawing as a kid, and I'd always kind of shied away from paint and color because I'm colorblind. And then I kind of realized that it doesn't matter. I see color, but my perspective of color is a lot different than what everybody else sees. And that's probably one of the biggest compliments I get, is how I use color. So it's really just about the exploration and having fun and getting it out there for everybody else to see.
So what do you consider has been the most fun in your exploration as an artist?
Probably just the use of different medias, mixing from the oil paints to acrylics and going back and forth and using spray paint and creating different textures and surfaces that people have no idea how I got them. In my spray paint work, I work with water and spray paint mixed together, and it creates this digital look that people have no idea how it's done. And I say it's spray paint and they're like, I don't believe you. They think it's created on the computer. They think it's a digital image, and it's really not. So I like working on a lot of like recycled materials, found objects. A lot of my paintings, from the CDs to the poster boards, even the sculptures with the recycled motorcycle parts. I mean, it's all stuff that I can get my hands on, and it's readily available to me. So it's put to use.
And what would you most like to do with your art in the future? Where are you going with it?
Probably go just larger scale. I mean, start building larger scale sculptures and paintings for galleries and just showing a lot more and just become a working artist, really. I mean, I'm still in school. I'm learning a lot, like, every day. And it's just been a progression for me to just get better and better.
What advice do you have for artists?
Just go for it. Don't let your inhibitions hold you back. Like I said, I'm colorblind. I let it hold me back for too long, and now that I work with paint and color and everything, like I said, I get a lot of compliments on that and how I use color, and people would never know that I am colorblind. So just have fun and do what you like, then it's always your art. So
and where can people see your art? Do you have a website or anything?
Yes, I do. I actually go by Madman Dan Paints. If you Google that one word, everything you'll find will be me. So Facebook, there's a website going up now. There's a small blog, a few different sites there.
Madman Dan Paints.
Yes.
Thank you for your time today, Daniel.
Thank you.